I recall one story, but well, I couldn't find it where it was written, but so I don't remember the name of that elder, that holy monk. And the monk was visited with a man who came to him to ask for an advice. And what was his problem? He said, "Father," he said to this holy monk, "I have a problem because in one moment I would love to really testify for Christ. I would love to really give him credit for everything. I would love everybody to know him. I would love to die for him. But the second moment I am doing thing that I am ashamed of." Why it is those ups and downs in my life? Why I am doing that in one moment I want to praise him, glorify him, in a second moment I even don't remember and act like that one who is not baptized? And this came to me because I think this crowd we heard about today, they were glorifying Christ, and we know that after a few days they were crying different words, not words of glory, but words which were putting him on the cross. They called, "Crucify him." And I think that is in that state of that man's soul was the same. So it would be interesting even for us to know what was the advice of that elder. And his advice was very strange. Only two words. And these words were, "Keep commandments." That's it. He didn't talk more with that man. And when I read this story, I said, well, a little bit strange. We all should keep commandments, you know. It's strange advice, and I didn't get it. But then I recall this story when I was preparing for this our book study, which we have, and this Bishop Ignatius, he says that, you know, if you keep commandments, you are getting know them. He said, if you keep commandments, if you start to keep commandments, God reveals secret which is hidden in commandments. You are getting this light. And it's true, you know, when we don't keep commandments, we know about them, we can maybe name them all, but we actually don't keep them, then we don't get it. We are not getting this some kind of this secret message, secret content, which is in commandments. We can do it only through doing that, living that. And if we don't do this, so then we are able to abandon these commandments from day to day, from moment to moment. We can go up through our intellect. We can give praise to God. But in the second moment, we can deny him even through our actions, because it is here only, not here. But what is this content? What is this secret we should found and get from commandments? What we can learn through this keeping commandments? It's nobody else than Christ himself. It's nobody else that Christ himself reveals to us. Because we cannot enter to his unity with him, to be with him, to really know him, really on this intimate personal level, if we don't keep his commandments, because he said that we can be his friends only when we keep his commandments. Then we are his friends. Then we love him. Then we know him. Then we know him. Through keeping the commandments, we enter to this mystery of Christ, and we know him not through our mind, but through our heart, through our soul. And it is so intensive that we don't leave him even in the time of trials. Today we celebrate feast, even like not only Palm Sunday's Annunciation. And we can see that. What happened during this Annunciation? Mary got a command. She got a command from God. And she said, yes. She opened herself to that commandment. And Christ was born in her womb. Christ became part of her body at that moment. Through her yes to God's command, she was united with Christ in this really strong way, you know, not only bodily, but with her soul. And what we can see in the end of Christ's life, he can see that under his cross, there was his mother and others. Through keeping commandment, through this faithfulness, she came to this deep unity with Christ, with God, to this understanding which caused that she was following him everywhere. And she was not in despair under the cross. Same thing happens to us. When we try with whole power to say, okay, oh Lord, you tell me, repent. So yes, I'm going to have this spirit of repentance in my heart, knowing that I need change, transformation. If you say that I should love my enemies, yes, I will pray for them. I will force myself to do good things to them. If you say that I should pray a lot of, I will pray a lot of. If you say that I should follow you, I will follow you. If you say that I should give up everything because of you, I will give up everything for you. If you say that I must love you more than my brother, sister, property, and whatever, I will love you more. This is our approach. And we, if we keep this commandment this way, commandments, then we are united with him. And I want to show you something, and we can keep it in our mind. During our life, we are meeting Christ, the high priest. We have him here on this icon. Can you see the book there? The book is open, and this book is book of gospel. This book is open, and during our life, we should learn how to keep commandments, because the gospel is commandment for us how to live. During our lifetime, he is teaching us. He's our guide to learn that. But then comes a moment when the book is closed. You can feel, you can see there is a back of the book. Book is closed. And this moment is moment our personal meeting with God after our death. At that moment, if we learned what he was teaching us, it means that we are with him, that we are united with him, and we can stay with him. If we find there that we didn't learn this, we didn't let these commandments to be alive in our life, we will find him as a nut, somebody as a stranger, as another friend, not that Christ we were supposed to believe. And it would be a bad moment for our souls. So let's think about this. This is teaching, surely Father's Day gave us. This teaching of gospel, it will be not different. Even if we have different opinions, God will not adjust his teaching according to our opinions. Let's think about this and what is going on in our life. Do we have these ups and downs? Do we have these moments, and today we are celebrating Christ here, but afternoon we'll be doing things which are not worthy of Christians, not remembering Christ, or tomorrow on Wednesday. If we find these ups and downs, we have to remember that pillar, this medicine which this elder gave that man, this medicine and our advice, which are two words: keep commandments. Keep commandments. If you do this, you will unite yourself with Christ. And this should be goal of our life. Amen.